There are armed riot police on the streets outside the conference centre. Police in armoured cars on horseback, and they're corralling a group of protesters, many thousands of them. They come from very disparate groups, environmental activists from around the world, local trades unionists, farmers from across Asia and Africa. Their demands, though, are quite simple.
This is now our demand. The first demand is directed to the United States of America and Canada. Shame on you, Barack Obama. We demand a fund. We want all the developed countries to put money in that fund.
There are protesters here from around the world and, of course, from South Africa too.
The Climate Fund needs to uplift women, needs to uplift our farmers, because we are really being affected terribly.
My name is Fabrina. I'm from Brazil, the south that is being owed an ecological, social and historic debt, and it's not the south that owes the north a financial debt. So we're here to demand reparations, a transformation of the system, and that the institutions such as the World Bank should get out of climate.
I'm from El Salvador, it's in Central America. We are asking and demand that we need a change for our life, for our countries. So we are marching now for that.
In the crowd, I can see also Nimmo Bassi. He's head of Friends of the Earth International. What are you doing here, Nimmo?
Whereas Africa is not contributing much to global warming, she is receiving a disproportionate amount of the impacts. And already we are seeing the impacts in Africa. We're seeing floods, we're seeing famine in the Horn of Africa, we're seeing droughts, we're seeing increased desertification in places like Chad, in Niger and Nigeria. We are having a planetary crisis. It's not just a crisis for Africa, not a crisis for Asia or Latin America, it's a global problem. So we're having empty promises in the Conference of Polluters.
Behind the police lines, past two conference security checks and past a line of UN police officers, the negotiators can hardly have failed to hear the protest, but I've really no idea if they'll listen. There, behind the tall wire fences and the roadblocks, the conversation is about policy, politics, economics and national interest, and it's deeply technical, deeply contentious, and very, very slow.